The global economy can be hard to understand and follow, but even if we don't follow every single twist and turn, there are concrete effects being felt right here in the Badger State. Joining us now to talk about some of those direct and indirect impacts of the global economy is Rick Barrett. He covers manufacturing, telecom, and agriculture for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Rick, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Rob.
Well, in a recent piece, you talked about a global slump, especially in manufacturing, having an effect here on factories in Wisconsin. How are we feeling that here?
Well, I think you could say there are a lot of changes that have gone on in manufacturing recently. It's not all bad. I mean, there are some companies that are doing very well. You know, orders are up. You know, sales are good. They're looking for help, and that sort of thing. You can say it depends on what sort of sector you're into. There are other companies where it's not that way at all. And what we've seen is a slowdown in the global environment for mining equipment, for all kinds of products that are exported from Wisconsin. And that's hit this area pretty hard.
So what kind of companies are we talking about in the state that are feeling the pinch from, as you say, industries like mining, and I think oil drilling is one of them, all of China in a slump? What kind of factories, what kind of businesses here in the state are feeling a pinch from that downside?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you can point to the mining equipment companies in Milwaukee as the first example. I mean, Caterpillar and Joy Global are two of the largest industrial employers in the area. And just those two alone, they've cut hundreds and hundreds of jobs. And it's not just Joy Global and Caterpillar. It's all the companies that supply them. And there are dozens of companies that supply them in Wisconsin. And they're all feeling it too.
And there was some talk of that kind of company in that region maybe benefiting from iron mining in northern Wisconsin. That, at least at present, is off the table. But these are companies that really are not supplying a state or a region or a country. They are really dependent on what's going on all over the world, aren't they?
Yeah, that's correct, Rob. I mean, these are companies that, you could say almost all of their business is outside of Wisconsin.
And how about the upside? You said it's not all gloom and doom. What factories are seeing a good news from the global economy?
I think you could say that companies that are into the automotive sector, if they're tied with the right automaker, they have the right contract, they're on the right vehicle build, they're doing very well right now.
Talking to Rick Barrett from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about how Wisconsin is feeling the impact, for better and in some cases for worse, from what's going on in the global economy. Now, how important is manufacturing here in Wisconsin, say, compared to some of our neighbors or other states around the country?
Manufacturing is huge in Wisconsin. I think we're second probably only to Indiana in terms of the impact of manufacturing and employment in the economy here.
Given that these things are all on the world stage, is there really much in the state's toolkit on a policy level to help companies that are feeling this pinch?
It's a good question, but I think, and there are always things that are policy driven, but so much of this is outside of Wisconsin, whether it's on a national or an international basis. It could be slower growth in China, it's weak exports to Europe. It is a strong U.S. dollar that's made us less competitive overseas. It's oil and gas. It's mining. These are things that are outside of our state, frankly.
So you looked at some of the businesses feeling the downside of a slump in China and a slump in global oil and mining. How are they trying to weather the storm? What kinds of things are they doing to avoid going out of business?
They're cutting costs. They're pulling back. And Caterpillar and Joy Global, as I mentioned, I mean, those are two examples where they've got hundreds of jobs. Caterpillar especially is closing plants all over the U.S.
And you talk to a handful of local economic experts from around the state. Do they see grounds for optimism for industries like that in the state? Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but in the next 5-10 years.
It's a good question. I mean, manufacturing has always been very cyclical. Oil and gas, mining, you name the sector. There are good times and there are bad times. And unfortunately, this has been a rather extended down period for some of our manufacturers, and they're really feeling it now.
I wonder about diversity, because when you think of, about a place like Detroit, doing better, a little better now, but it was all its eggs were in that automobile basket. And when that went down, the whole region was in big trouble. Do we have a more diverse manufacturing base in Wisconsin?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We're much more diverse than Michigan is.
How so? And why is that?
I think just historically, Wisconsin has been diverse, whether it's agricultural equipment or whether it's all kinds of consumer-type products. We're more diverse than Detroit, than Michigan overall is.
Is there room for state economic developers, whether we're talking about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation or maybe city or regional planners, to try to promote more diversity to try to help areas that are affected by this global manufacturing downturn?
I think that's one of the things they focused on. I mean, they realize that diversity in our economy is very important. Again, though, there's only so much that state policymakers can do, because these are marketplace type issues.
You refer in your piece to the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce's Business Outlook Survey. As we wrap up, what is the tone? Are we seeing optimism, pessimism, or a mix from businesses in that area?
I think the tone is very cautious at this point. I mean, if you look at profit expectations, they've weakened in each of the past two quarters. If you look at the job gains, they're consistent, but they're not spectacular. There are non-manufacturers are more likely to forecast job gains than manufacturers. So in the service sector, there's still some growth out there.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Rick Barrett. He covers manufacturing, telecom, and agriculture over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about the impact of global economic woes on industry here in Wisconsin.